This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The definition of glamorous, the Oscars, the definition of pointless political backstabbing, the Oscars. And here to talk about the nominees out today for the 87th 2015 Oscar nominations, Kristen Meinzer, culture producer of The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome, Kristen.
Hi, John. And you know I love the Oscars.
A lot of glum faces, though, today.
There are some big surprises. I mean, I think the most notable headline in all of this is that where are the people of color? For the first time since 1999, not a single acting category nominee is a person of color. Also, where are the women's stories? There are, in all of the Best Picture nominations, not a single woman's story. And then, you know, as
Gone
far...
Gone Girl doesn't count?
That's not nominated for Best Picture, John.
Right. It's nominated for Best Actress, though.
Yes, which that was a fun surprise. And there are a few surprises on this list this year. Rosamund Pike got that Best Actress nomination, but some people thought Jennifer Aniston should have also gotten a nomination for Cake. And some people also thought that Amy Adams should have for Big Eyes. And instead, we have a really surprising list. We have Reese Witherspoon for Wild. And then not everybody's totally on board with Marion Cotillard getting another nomination for acting because she already got one a few years ago for French-speaking lead role.
Well, who are these some people and not everybody on board and the grumpy sort of folks who are concerned about this sort of thing? I mean, in terms of the African-American issue, I mean, with Selma in there, there's a huge issue. But on some level, does this nomination pattern reflect the fact that African-Americans aren't starring in a lot of Hollywood doesn't go with the African-American storyline? So.
Unfortunately, there just aren't a ton of movies that were out this year with, you know, African-American stories and African-American actors. There should have been more. Selma was really historic in some ways in that at the Golden Globes, Ava DuVernay, the director, she's the first black woman ever to be nominated for director for the Golden Globes. And she was widely expected to be for the Oscars also. So that was a big surprise. But you're right. There just aren't a lot of black people who are being represented in the movies, period. And when you have such a small pool to choose from, you're right, they're not going to be reflected in the Oscar nominations.
Is there a backstory on Selma in that it's, you know, Oprah and Oprah has this power and the Academy is saying, hey, you can't determine this sort of thing. This is a vanity project. You know, it was contrived to come out right before the end of the year. So therefore, it'll be in the Oscars, even though nobody has seen it yet.
Well, you know, a lot of these movies no one's seen yet, actually. The movies trying to curry favor with voters, coming out at a certain time, all the campaigning, all the PR reps. This is common for all the movies, not just Selma. And you'll start seeing the campaign starting right now, now that all the nominations are out, people pushing to get their Best Actress nomination. It's all part of the game, the whole campaigning.
And I can't really handicap the question of who's liked and who's not liked. I think it's fairly clear to me that Michael Keaton is beloved and they're determined to give him some sort of redemption vote with the nomination of his movie today.
Yeah, Birdman. I mean, and not just that, but it's so meta because this is somebody who's trying to be back in the spotlight, who played a superhero. We're talking about Batman and in this case, Birdman.
Right.
And I think that people who are in Hollywood love that inside baseball. Look, it's a movie about us. It's hard for them not to love that kind of storyline, especially with, as you were saying, a beloved actor.
There's recognition of risky filmmaking. Boyhood.
Boyhood, yes, absolutely. There's nothing like that that's ever been made.
Budapest Hotel, I think, is risky.
Foxcatcher, yes, I agree with that. Whiplash, even, I think, is very
absolutely
risky. Unusual storytelling, suspenseful, almost scary at moments. And that is a movie about jazz musicians. So I think a lot of these movies are unusual, and I appreciate that.
But you're done with Wes Anderson, sounds like.
I think Wes Anderson does beautiful things, but to quote a friend, it's like a pretty girl with no personality sometimes. There's a lot of nice stuff to look at, but there's not necessarily a lot of heart in everything he does.
Well, we can't accuse you of that. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you so much, John.
Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, John.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.